Monday of the first week of Lent. The reading is from Leviticus chapter 19. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the whole assembly of the children of Israel and tell them, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not steal. You shall not lie or speak falsely to one another. You shall not swear falsely by my name, thus profaning the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not defraud or rob your neighbor. You shall not withhold overnight the wages of your day laborer. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind. But you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall not act dishonestly in rendering judgment. Show neither partiality to the weak, nor deference to the mighty, but judge your fellow men justly. You shall not go about spreading slander about your kin, nor shall you stand by idly while your neighbor's life is at stake. I am the Lord. You shall not bear hatred for your brother in your heart, though you may have to reprove him. Do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against your fellow countrymen. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Dear family, God gives us commandments so that we can have right relationships with one another and with Him. This makes possible that we can have peace and we can be happy living together. This is the challenge because we are all sinful, and the Lord commands us to cherish no grudge. Have you ever had trouble with that one? And the Lord tells us, love your neighbor as yourself. That means to me that if my brother is sick and I can help him, am I going to spend money in luxuries? Am I going to spend money in things that are just for comfort when my brother needs help? Well, so it's not just doing something or giving my surplus, is loving my neighbor as I love myself. And I think no one can do that unless we are transformed by the love of God. So let us go to the gospel, because it goes into the same direction, but now it's Jesus himself speaking to us. It's Matthew 25, verses 31 and following. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them one from another. As a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, he will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?" And the king will say to them in reply, "Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did it for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill, and in prison, and you did not care for me." Then they will answer and say, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?" He will answer them, "Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me." And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear family, please notice that in the last judgment, the Lord will ask us, how have we loved our neighbor in the practical realities? Not just, "Well, I didn't do anything bad for them." That's not enough. Did I feed them? Did I care for them in a practical way? And the only way to do that is if we place ourselves as administrator of our resources, because they're not ours, they belong to God. And love demands that we use it thinking of those in need before we think of our own comfort. So it's not about saying, "Well, I did something," you know? For example, if you're tempted to fly first class, do you really need to do that? How about flying coach, taking the difference, and giving it to the poor? You know, there are people who don't have enough money to go to the doctor. Think about having your teeth rotten and you cannot even go to the dentist. Well, there are many brothers and sisters in that situation. There are millions of children hungry. Do I really need to go first class? Do I really need to buy a luxury car? Could I not just buy a good transportation and give the difference to someone who really needs it? This is what the Lord is saying. And notice that those who are damned is because of negligence, whatever they did not do. So it's not enough to say, "Well, Lord, I did something." What about what I did not do and I could have done because I was thinking too much about myself? Yes, this gospel is very demanding because love is very demanding. And you know who the model is? Jesus. And he did not give a 10%. He gave his life on the cross. And he's telling us, "Come, follow me." If we think about what we are going to leave behind, we will be paralyzed. But if we look at him, if we gaze upon the cross and we just allow him to enter, he will guide us. Now, what I'm saying is not meant to be used to judge anybody. It's meant to judge ourselves, each one of us. What am I doing to help so much need that there is in the world, not only far away, but also nearby? And it's not only about money, but also about many other needs. Somebody may need your support. Somebody may need your ear to listen to them, to try to understand their sorrows. So much need in that dimension too. So it's not one or the other. It's being for God. It's living in this journey of life, giving ourselves in so many different ways because our identity has become Christ. And our mission is to give ourselves in love. And this is truly where happiness is found. God bless you.